This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of a slew of development projects at Yamuna Nagar in Haryana on the occasion of 134th birth anniversary of Chief Architect of the Indian Constitution, Baba Saheb Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar yesterday. The Prime Minister laid the foundation stone of 800 megawatt modern thermal power unit of Deen Bandhu Chotu Ram Thermal Power Plant worth around 8,470 crore rupees to provide uninterrupted power supply across the state. He also laid the foundation stone of a compressed biogas plant in Mukarrabpur. Mr. Modi also inaugurated the 14.4 kilometers Rewari bypass project worth around 1,070 crore rupees under the Bharat Mala Pariyojana. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, Mr. Modi expressed pride in his government's commitment to advancing the vision of Baba Saheb Ambedkar. He highlighted Baba Saheb's belief that industrial development is a pathway to social justice.
Bharat mein औद्योगिकरण की दिशा में बाबा साहब ने देश के पहले उद्योग मंत्री डॉक्टर श्यामा प्रसाद मुखर्जी के साथ मिलकर काम किया था। औद्योगिकरण और मैन्युफैक्चरिंग के तालमेल को दीनबंधु चौधरी छोटू राम जी ने भी गांव की समृद्धि का आधार माना था।
A petition has been filed at the Supreme Court for an investigation under court-monitored special investigation team into the incident in Murshidabad district of West Bengal. The petitioner, Shashank Sekhar Jha, appealed the apex court for the SIT to examine why the protests against the Waqf Amendment Act escalated into a law and order situation. Yesterday, Bhangar of South 24 Parganas district of West Bengal witnessed protest against the Waqf Amendment Act 2025. Police personnel were attacked and vehicles were damaged. Shamshirganj, Suti, Jangipur and various areas of the district witnessed violent protest against the Waqf Amendment Act 2025 last week. Till now, police have arrested 200 people in connection with the incident. The centre has framed draft rules for gas meters under the Legal Metrology General Rules 2011. Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution in a statement said that these rules make it mandatory for all gas meters used for domestic, commercial and industrial purposes to undergo testing, verification and stamping prior to their use in trade and commerce. The re-verification of these gas meters is also prescribed under the rules to ensure their correctness when these are in use. A massive fire broke out on the second floor of Lok Bandhu Hospital in Lucknow last night, causing panic among patients and hospital staff. Upon receiving information about the fire, several fire brigade vehicles rushed to the scene. Following the incident, Deputy Chief Minister Brijesh Pathak and Lucknow District Magistrate Visakh Iyer arrived at the hospital. The Deputy Chief Minister stated that around 200 patients had been shifted to other hospitals. Serious patients were transferred to King George's Medical University, while some were taken to the civil hospital. No casualties have been reported so far. In a major anti-drug operation, the Indian Coast Guard, in coordination with the Gujarat Anti-Terrorism Squad, seized over 300 kilograms of methamphetamine worth 1,800 crore rupees in the Arabian Sea of Gujarat coast. Acting on specific information from the Gujarat Anti-Terrorism Squad during a night operation, the Coast Guard ship intercepted a vessel near the international maritime boundary line in the sea. The consignment was brought to Porbandar for investigation. Fugitive diamond trader Mehul Choksi has been arrested by the police in Belgium. A report claimed he was arrested on Saturday at the request of the Central Bureau of Investigation and is currently in jail. Choksi is wanted in connection with the Punjab National Bank loan fraud case. In the IPL T20, Chennai Super Kings ended their five-match losing streak with a five-wicket win over the hosts Lucknow Super Giants last night. Chasing a target of 167, Mahendra Singh Dhoni's blistering knock of 26 off just 11 deliveries powered CSK past the finish line in 19.3 overs. Earlier, after being put into bat first, Lucknow managed to score 166 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Dhoni was adjudged the player of the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.